Geek Radio Daily for this Thursday. Thursday, October the 9th, 2008.
Thor smash.
Thor. No, wait. Does he smash? I think Hulk smashes. Oh. Thor throws?
Thor throw. No.
He heaves.
No.
That doesn't sound right.
Thor.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right.
Geek
matter.
Radio Daily's all the geek without the weight. That right. guy over there wearing his Thor helmet right now with the wings sticking out and everything. That's Billy Flynn.
I am Master Flynn.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I'm more like the gay Thor guy in the new Avengers.
Oh.
I'm a little more like him, I think. I'm the vicar.
You gotta wake up, you know, find a story, find a crackball.
Oh,
wow. Good morning to you, too.
Hey, so what was the theme for the bad old Marvel Thor cartoon? They all had old bad cartoons in the 60s. You know, when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
What did Maybe Thor they do? Just cheaped out me.
When Thor throws his mighty
hammer.
No, it would come in. Mr. Black.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, listen, it's Patio Books Day because it's Thursday. Also, on this day, friend, on this day in, in 1003.
Whoa.
Don't do that very often.
No, that was a while ago.
Don't go back to almost three-digit years for my history. But on October the 9th, don't ask me why we know this, Leif Erikson, in addition to having been a pop star and a teen heartthrob in the 70s, as I recall, lands in Canada, becoming the first European to reach America. So go Vikings, yo.
He carved into a tree.
What's up with
Leif
that?
Was here.
Leif was here. All right, in 1604, the cleverly titled supernova, Supernova 1604?
Huh.
Yeah. It was the most recent supernova in the Milky
Way.
Well, that's a good thing.
It was a long time ago.
Much more than about every 400 years. I don't think
I want
a supernova here in the galaxy. A little too
close. What
about
a champagne supernova?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. No sex in the champagne room, dude.
No.
1986, Phantom of the Opera had its first performance in London.
Yeah.
And a couple birthdays. Dude, I love Jackson Browne.
I know you
birthdays
do.
Birthdays today, 1948. Check out his solo acoustic volumes 1 and 2. Fantastic. And yo, Billy the Bull.
Yo.
1964, Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro.
Billy the Bull, as opposed to Benicio, which is Benny the Bull. That's
right.
His brother.
Exactly.
Film director. Also got a birthday today. So,
happy birthday, fellas.
Got that over with. That felt like it took forever, didn't it?
A little bit. Well, you went back a long time. 1003.
Well, that's true. I went back to 1003,
for God's sake. For the love of God.
Word up.
Yo.
Word up.
All right.
Tonight,
TV. Oh, yeah. CBS has Survivor Gabon.
Gabon.
Followed by an all-new CSI. For Warwick, it's entitled, and that new show, 11th Hour, the one that wants to be Fringe.
How about the all-new stuff on ABC? Look at that, dude, it's all new, man.
All of it?
You ain't got to have no repeats, no.
Nah, I don't need that.
Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, Life Up on Mars, they're all new.
And that's a new show, Life on Mars.
I haven't watched that.
It's because it's brand new. It
took place in the 70s, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He goes back in time
to
the
70s.
Way back
to the 70s. Yeah, F you people.
How can you do it? NBC has a new Earl, that show you wanted to see, Kath and Kim
premieres baby.
Tonight.
It's going to be bad.
A new office, and look, SNL Thursday weekend update.
I think that's cool. Right,
okay.
The Saturday Night Live, so you get to see a bunch of the good stuff
from SNL,
which is usually the political spinoff
crap.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Show and some World Series action. Baseball, I can't do baseball. It's like hanging out at the Moose Lodge watching shirts go out of style.
They hurt me in the 90s, and I'm not coming back.
Good for you. We're gonna boycott.
Tonight on the CW on Smallville, Instincts, the title. There's a queen coming from another planet. Yes, it's Maxima, sir.
Oh.
Maxima.
I don't know who that is. The Nissan.
Yes, the Nissan comes to fight Superman.
Okay,
followed by all new Supernatural.
Biography Channel, a two-hour biography of Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Huh. Apparently you need 2 hours for that. E! True Hollywood Network Stories. Rachel Ray.
Nice. Mm-hmm. AMC American Movie Classics losing its luster from last night to tonight.
Rachel,
it's Christine.
Rachel likes that.
The John Carpenter, Stephen King novel. Comedy Central has a lady that I'm totally hot for.
Sorry,
the
what?
Sarah Silverman program premieres tonight.
Well, there you
and
go.
Tonight, Sarah sues the entire nation of Mongolia.
Nice.
She got some bad Mongolian
Science 101. I'm sorry, Science Channel. 101 more things removed from the human body. Ew.
More.
HBO
more.
True Blood, this new vampire show.
Thing.
I've got the first episode saved.
Do
I
you?
Haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. Let's see. Discovery Channel has Engineering Thrills, how to make theme park ride technology.
Hot diggity damn.
FX has a new It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia entitled Who Pooped the Bed?
Ew. Ooh. Daggone it.
Wake Grandma. Bring the neighbors. TV Land has a new TV Land Myths and Legends, the inspiration for Carly Simon's You're So Vain, the 3 Men and a Baby ghost rumor, and whether or not Arnold Ziffel was eaten as barbecue dinner after Green Acres was over.
Wow.
We'll learn tonight.
Okay.
But if I'm watching anything, it's going to be on the Hallmark Channel, because tonight a self-absorbed lawyer visits his eccentric grandfather in a rural town.
Get off my lawn!
Tonight, Ed Asner and Jason London star Out of the woods.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Out there all alone together.
I know.
Learning about each other.
Is it his uncle?
His eccentric grandfather.
Oh, grandfather. All right.
That's much worse.
I don't know why. I was just thinking
you got a creepy vibe for a second?
Yeah,
okay,
just
fine.
A little bit.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
All right. You got one email, dude. Not that I'm complaining. Thank you, Jonathan, in Birmingham, because if not for you, Jesus. But, yeah, we need some mail, y'all.
Please.
All right. Dear guys, I saw the 150-inch TV, and I wanted to get one.
God,
and
yes.
And was geeking out about it. I know of one person in Birmingham who would get one if he found out about it. He would have the money for it.
Let's tell him.
Did you guys hear about the new movies Hustler is putting out? It's called Nailin' Palin.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I did hear about this.
Nice.
They've got a Palin lookalike, and I've already forgot who it is. They've already told us, and I've forgotten. But she's going to be dressed up.
Obama
so.
Slamma.
Obama Slamma?
I'm trying to think of the other
slammer.
One. Yeah,
there
know,
you go.
So, I don't know. All right, so until I get the
dude,
money.
Bring the McCain pain.
Oh, nice. Get off my lawn. So until I get the money.
Ain't no better than Biden.
150-inch TV and watch all the Vickers backroom videos and the new one called Nailin' Palin. Make mine GRD, Jonathan, in Birmingham.
That's sweet.
All right, kiddies, listen, if you guys want to drop us an email, man, we would sure like that. Because we love email. We print them out and we sleep with them naked.
Yeah, we do.
We wrap our bodies in your printed emails.
Here, they're good as new.
If you scent them, even more so.
Oh, scratch and
not
sniff.
With perfume, but with your body oils.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Man funk.
Yeah. Now, why do you go man? I didn't say it had to be a man. You did
Aren't
that.
You a man?
You went there.
Aren't you a man?
Well, yeah, I
well,
mean,
that
the
would
people
be your
write
funk.
Them and, no,
no,
the people who send them
it.
To us.
Oh, I see.
I want the body oils from the scent. All right, forget
Fine.
It. Forget
Do we have
it.
A
just
break to go
send
to?
Them to us at podcast Billy Flynn Vicker or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
What is Stranger Things? Stranger Things is the world's first science fiction anthology series syndicated on the internet, shot and released in high definition for free.
How is this possible?
Welcome to the cutting edge, says Chris Miller, co-founder of PodioBooks.com.
This is great online entertainment, says Michael R. Menengay of Farpoint Media.
J.C. Hutchins, author of Seventh Son, says Earl Newton and his crew are out of their minds.
Stranger Things is a mini masterpiece playing right there on your screen.
There are stranger things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Go to StrangerThings.tv and find out just how strange your world.
Geek Radio Daily, oh yeah, I said it, oh
Bring
yeah.
It.
Put us here Thursday, October the 9th, 2008, all the geek without the weight, Billy Flynn and the Vicar waiting, just sitting here waiting on the edge of our seat. We're like Cornholio going, are you threatening me? We want to talk audio books, that's what we're doing.
Keep me from my bunghole.
I get up early, I'm on a lot of caffeine.
You are.
Leave me the hell alone, all right? My gig, yo.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Would you like some free audio fiction?
Sorry.
Podiobooks.com has got it. Here's a look at what's new this week.
You should always start that. You got a good voice for that.
Oh, thank you.
That would work.
All right.
You want me to start these?
Please.
Things? Okay, Ron Vitale. I guess it's Vitale, not Vitale. I don't know.
Is that Dick Vitale's brother?
No. Ron Vitale returns to the site today, making available the start of his fantasy tale, Dorothea's Song. Peter is your typical high school student, but when his mother's failing marriage to his stepfather begins to split his family apart, he copes by dreaming up the story of Dorothea, an elf who lives in the magical Bois d'Or forest. Best of all, it has a vaguely phallic cover.
Nice, okay. Enter M.E.Z. Magical with your vaguely phallic cover. No, enter her world of musical romance. Uh-huh. She launches the first book of her series, Sweet Dreams. 21-year-old entertainment manager Rob Malloy may seem to have everything a man could want. However, he longs to meet a woman he can share his life with.
Oh, I'm touched.
I know, man.
Touch your brother hot, man.
Special.
Also, Richard
special,
S.
man. You reached out
You touched it by the heart.
Tuttle releases the sequel to Origin Scroll today, diving further into his young adult fantasy world of Dark Quest. The evil magician Sarek has been banished to another universe, but his followers strive to free him. Sarek's assistant Mordak gathers hundreds of dark magicians and instructs them to gather every book in the world, no matter what it takes.
Dude!
So you got some fantasy there, young adult fantasy from Richard S. Tuttle, Origin Scroll in the Dark Quest series. You've also got Emmy Z. Madrigal's Sweet Dreams. Oh, it's romance, it's aww, girly, nice. Finally, Ron Vital, Dorothea's Song, It Has a Phallic Cover. Join the Patio Books bandwagon, kids. It's easy, free, and awesome as soon as you finish today's edition of GRD. Take your attention and your hot little fingers over there to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, anybody that saw it this week knows that Heroes was not one of NBC's strongest episodes. In fact, over the last couple of years, it's been fading. The ratings fading. And even this year? Dude, season 2 is now looking good, comparatively speaking. Do you know this week all the CBS sitcoms beat it?
Yeah.
Like, CBS sitcoms beat it.
One trick pony, dude. One trick pony. We got one good season out of it. Answers the question, can it be pulled off? Can it last? Answer looks like no.
So, I don't know. I just don't know.
I kind of already don't care.
Okay.
So
there you go. So, yeah. Heroes,
it's a shame, but... Yeah.
People are deserting it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well. All right, from IGN, Microsoft Game Studios, and Chrome Limited's Zenit. Box office smash hits North American retailers October 28. With more HD content, all new questions, and puzzle-type games. Box office smash also is Xbox 360's first game to debut with the new Xbox Experiences player avatars.
Mm-hmm.
Players can literally put themselves into the game through personalized characters that respond to your play and interact with each other through the course of the game. Retails for $59.99. You've seen it, fans. I like seeing it.
That's
going to
be awesome.
Good,
I've got the first one. It's fantastic. Federal judge has issued a secret interim order blocking the sale of Real Network's DVD copying software.
Oh my goodness.
Real DVD 2 sources said on Monday, it's an unusual move. The judge presiding over the MPAA's federal copyright lawsuit against Real Network also instructed both parties not to disclose the existence of the restraining order to the public. U.S. District Judge Marilyn Hall Patel, who previously presided over the original Napster litigations, issued the tentative decision late Friday. As of the electronic court document does not reflect a sealed decision in the case. It's just someone at Real Network said, no, we're going to tell people about it anyway. So a judge is blocking DVD copying software and doesn't want anyone to know about
it. Dude, that's crazy.
That doesn't make
sense. All right, from DarkHorizons.com, the list of sequels that nobody was really screaming for.
Nope.
Kevin Costner plans to reprise his role as Crash Davis in the follow-up to the 1988 baseball-themed romantic comedy Bull Durham.
That doesn't make any sense.
20 years, guys. Yes, it was a good movie. 20 years. Costner, Tim Robbins, and the still pretty hot Susan Sarandon, I will give you that, are set to return for the second film, with the later playing the married owners of a Major League Baseball team. Costner's character manages Kristen Carr from Dexter, also being considered to play one of Costner's love interests, who is, what, a third of his age?
Yeah, yeah.
Costner recently met with director Ron Shelton to discuss the project. Boo, 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 boo. Not crazy about that.
No. Holographic TVs, sir. Holographic TVs.
Where?
There are people working on the technology right now. The Japanese government is pushing huge financial and technical weight into the development of three-dimensional virtual reality televisions, and the country's communications ministry is aiming to have such technology available by 2020. Sony would obviously be involved with this in some capacities. They've, pretty much always been there in Japanese stuff. However, it's being reported that they aren't in any real big sponsors for it so far, but the government wants to do it, but no one's really jumping on board. But apparently, by 2020, basically holodecks.
We could watch holographic Nayland Palin.
Oh, dude, that would rock.
All right, Slice of Sci-Fi just wants you to know the third annual Scream Awards. The celebration of horror, sci-fi, and fantasy is coming up on Spike TV.
Nice.
Tuesday, October 21st, from the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, California. Categories like The Ultimate Scream, Best Superhero, Best Villain, all that kind of good stuff. All right, you got The Dark Knight topping the list of nominees with 21. Let's see, what else? Iron Man came in second with 14 nominations. Hellboy 2 in line next with 13 nominations. Ballots sent out to Spike TV's Scream 08 Advisory Board, made up of well-respected and well-known members of horror, sci-fi, fantasy, and comic book world. So there you go. That's coming up. Mark your calendar August the 21st for the Scream Awards. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'd watch that. That sounds pretty key. Right. Arg. Is that convincing?
I think so.
All right, good. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives Work 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, our wrap-up show. Check out the new store. We got panties over there at cafepress.com. And email us, would you please, at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or maybe even the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
You have no idea how bad it gets. I wish I knew how to quit you.